Hello and welcome to GSC Late Night. This is Srelak, S7, GS CEO. Today we got joining us GSC is Director of Fype, Twitch's only standing streamer, the OG, KDog 3 and 4. KDog.
What's up? How's it going?
Something.
What's going on?
Normally we have Tronic with us, but he couldn't be with us this evening, so I'm going to try and make up for Tronic's absence by laughing randomly in the background and making snide comments at KDog. So we have Sorner with A in raid call, and our guest for this evening will be Todd Awesome, so we'll get to that shortly. Shout out to the front page streamers in the chat. Link your streams in the chat if you're a front page streamer, especially the new people. This week we had a number of new people. Narwhal Buffalo, he does a lot of drawing I've seen. I saw him play that Blops 2 game as well. I mean, he's more of a variety streamer, but he does a lot of drawing. Shinji TV we introduced last week as well. He plays CSGO, does the surfing. He wanted me to clarify that he does surfing in the game. He doesn't surf in real life. We also have Big Kev 711. He plays Heroes of the Storm, Minecraft, that Skylines game, City Skylines, and also Pure Chaos, Pure _ Chaos with a K and a Z. He also plays that Hero of the Storm game. And they also play CSGO. A lot of people playing CSGO these days. So
brings the people.
What's that?
Brings the people.
Well, one thing I noticed about just a side comment about that is that there's a lot of CSGO people on the front page lately. But at the same time, because of that, a lot of those people are, you know, supporting each other because they play the same games. You know, they send their viewers to other people. They drop in, that type of thing. So I'm glad to see that.
Yeah,
I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same time, and I see all, and I like what I see in that regard. So, moving on, shout out to Land Jockey. Listen, we have some changes to the front page, and I'm interested in everyone's feedback about the front page.
I don't
page.
Think you should tell them what the changes are.
Fine,
don't
I'll leave it the way
the
it is, and people
you,
can.
I want to see if they can notice it.
But aside from that, we also. You know, the front page is loading really well. I say it kind of every week because there's always little improvements made to that. It used to be really bad. The front page used to take like 10 seconds to load. Now it loads pretty much right away. So, again, shout out to Land Jockey for helping us a ton on the front page. Because without that, the front page would still load super slow and the whole site would be super slow. So enough about that. Thanks, Land Jockey, for volunteering your time to help out with that. Well, here's a couple more things. Some announcements. As featured streamer, Todd Awesome is going to remain the featured streamer for now because the awesome factor is still high. I mean, he's doing a great job where he is, so we're going to leave him there for at least another week.
So
you have something to add to that, K-Dog?
No. I'm hitting the awesome audio drop every time.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking to myself, when Sorlak listens back to this, he's going to say, well, that's just a little too much.
And like I said last week, here, we're going to have sort of like ramp time here for a minute.
Oh, that's fine.
So the first thing I want to say is that we put up that article about how to grow on Twitch last week. And I dropped into a couple people's channels and I asked about what about it. And I got some good feedback and that's great. But the thing I want to rant about with that for a little bit is probably the most important thing I see in there that I don't see in a lot of people's channels on the front page is you always have to be talking, even if there's no one there. Always, always, always. I'll go in there incognito. They won't be saying anything. They won't be commenting on the game. That kills your stream. You got to be saying stuff all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. What if we did the talk show and no one said anything? So that's one thing I want people to keep in mind, especially the new people who have... Some people only have under 100 followers. Not that that matters, but it's just a milestone kind of to look at as far as where they are in their streaming endeavors and so forth. So keep that in mind. The other thing I wanted to rant about was the Twitter article that we put up a long time ago. And there, I see tweets, people copy GSC Social. Great, I like that. What I'd like to see more of in the actual game you're playing. I want to see actual game that you're playing in the So don't just say, I'm going live, this is a link to my Twitch. That's not enough. Put the game you're playing, because here's the deal with Twitter. If GSC retweets your tweet or Twitch Raid does, someone with tens of thousands of followers, you'll get less than a second of attention of anyone that sees it. And people are people that know you might come in, sure. People that don't know you are not going to come in because they don't know what you're playing and they're not going to take the time to go in and find out. So just two things of improvement I'd like to see just in people's channels and in their tweets. I think that I'm not saying that just to be, you know, this is what you should be doing. I'm saying that because I think that will help the, help you guys out big time. So those are two things I wanted to say. The other thing I was going to say, K-Dog said we shouldn't say, so I won't. We'll see if we get any feedback about it. Rolls this evening. I'll grab the questions in the chat. So as usual, we're taking questions for our guests about GSC, about streaming in general, your stream stuck in the mud. So we're taking questions in the chat, type questions in the chat. I'll get them. I'll present them to K-Dog, and K-Dog can, as appropriate, relay them, or if it's to everyone, anyone can answer. Now, those are the little announcements. Big announcement. We're going to make the official announcement right now that Sorner is going to be on the GSC staff as of now. His initial role will be to help us out with adding more articles to the website. So, for instance, we have the Twitch one, we have the Twitter one, we have the kind of basic streaming information page. More stuff like that is what Sorner is planning to contribute to the website. But, you know, it doesn't have to be just that. You know, he can help out where needed as he wants to. And these are volunteer positions and so forth. So a lot of you people know Sorner, some of you don't. So I'd like to spend a few minutes. Sorner here, he can kind of introduce himself, and then we can go on from there.
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all. It's been a long progress with a lot of talk. How we're going to do this. It's a pleasure finally to be a part of it with the role I got right now. So, a short introduction. Well, my name is Sorner, and I am originally from Denmark. So it's a little bit late for me. If I, say something I shouldn't, it's because it's 5 a.m. right now. And else, I'm streaming on Twitch. You might know that. Twitch Suite. I've been streaming for almost 8 months now, and I'm having a great time. So far for GSC, I've been contributing with the video that some of you have seen about my way to where I'm at right now. And I hope I can make more of that content here in the future. Short introduction.
I only have one question for now, and that's where did the name Rorner come from?
Oh dear. Short story is that we all know Red Fence Gaming, Carly. She is streaming most of the times alongside Miss Jinx. And one evening I went in there and said hello, and I think she was a little stressed out about Halo or something like that, maybe even some Call of Duty.
No,
not at all, not at all. She kind of just misspelled my name a little bit. And it just went on from there that she called out Rorner in chat, and she started a beast, and it's still going. So that's kind of the short story for the name of Rorner.
It just kind of snowballs.
It's a huge snowball.
I said this last Sunday. I was interviewed by Cranky Canuck, twitch.tv/CrankyCanuck. We were talking about niches and nicknames and all this jazz, and don't search out your nickname. It will come to you. Things happen, things snowball, and it just happens organically. And I think that's how Rorner was. It's taken off. He now has Rorner Rebels. We have Rorner, which we'll save that for another time in another place. But that is the short story. And Red Thirds Gaming, you can blame her or you can congratulate her, however you want to look at it.
I will say congratulate, and I completely agree that a nickname is not something you choose. A nickname is something you're given by some random people, to be honest. It could be everything.
Right. I agree. It's because I was asked, why did you decide to... People ask me all the time, why did you decide to be the standing streamer? And I tell them, I didn't decide to be the standing streamer. I didn't say to myself, I'm going to stand for all my streams. And Sorlak knows that. He was one of the first. He's probably the only one in this that watched me when I was upstairs in my living room. It just kind of, I can't listen to this fucking music anymore. I'm sorry. Holy crap. It's got to go. You guys can listen to my voice. It just happened. When I had to come down here with my whole setup, the only place I had to put everything was on this workbench that's right in front of me. And this workbench is like belly button high to me. So I can't sit.
And it's packed full of equipment and monitors and notes and controllers and keyboard and
trying to get a
docks for your laptop or whatever. But anyway, so I officially welcome Sorner to the team. Some perks of being a team are that, of course, we'll add you to the list and give you the GSC staff banner. Once you give me your write-up, I'll put it on the staff page. I'll give you access to the back end so you can, you know, write articles however you want. And why is that funny?
I think something happened in chat just fired someone.
And then if you know, KDog and Tronic never use it, but if you want the at Game Streaming Central email address, I'll give you that too. So think about all that stuff. Welcome aboard. I know it's really late for you. Feel free to stick around as long as you want. At this point, I'm going to drag in, or momentarily, I'm going to leave him hanging for a second. Our guest for this being Todd Awesome. Also, our featured streamer on the front page, for the next week at least. And about Todd Awesome is that he's awesome. Don't believe me, let's find out why. I'm dragging him in right now. So if you have headphones, be prepared. He's in now. Todd Awesome, hello.
Welcome, Todd Awesome.
How's it going?
There it goes, perfect. Now, before we jump into this, I got a couple things to say. One, my frames are fluctuating. It's driving me nuts. I don't know if it bothers you guys, if you can even notice, but when I see my frames start fluctuating between 30, dropping all the way down to 20, I get upset. So if you see me get visually upset on stream, that's probably what it is. The second thing I need to say, Sorlak's audio is cutting out for me a little bit. That might be on my end.
When I push to talk, aid call does that. I don't know why.
Ugh, you can't
shows up on recording too.
It doesn't matter. And
and the other thing I'll say is that dropping frames won't matter for the recording.
Okay. All right. Okay. People have told me that before, that don't worry about it. The dropping of frames, it's not affecting us. We can blah, 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 blah. But to me, I'm very OCD.
There's no.
So when
the
I
only
see
thing
the frames start moving up and down.
It only affects your camera.
Okay. Well, I'll try to work through it. All right. Anyways. Welcome, Todd.
What's going on?
I'm going to call you Todd for the entire night. Is not Todd Awesome?
You can call me either or both or just Awesome or Todd or whatever.
Well, I'm trying to be really cool with my audio drop, so I'm trying to go Todd, time it perfectly. You can't hear it.
I was listening to the channel before, and I heard the drop like 9 times.
And that is when I told you I had a nice good follower alert or I had a good audio for you for your stream. Because I didn't know what you used at that time. I just met you. I think I don't know where I met you. Maybe Mailway rated you. I think it was Mailway. He goes, you got to go listen to this guy. So I went. But obviously, a lot of the times when I go to people's streams, I'm either just getting done. So I got to go then be a dad. So most of the times, I'm just lurking and I can't hear things. So I didn't know anything that was going on. I was just watching you and I was enjoying it. But Awesome is this thing. He has to have the awesome drop from The Miz from wrestling.
Awesome.
Part of the stream. I don't care how he uses it. He just has to use it. So just let me know if you want to. I can get that. I have that clip somewhere on my computer, and I can send it to you.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Anyways, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, about your for people that may or may not know you.
All right. So I honestly didn't get into Twitch to get into Twitch. Like, so I started out, I don't know, like last year when I got my Xbox One, I downloaded the Twitch app for my Xbox One And I just started broadcasting from there. And like, no one ever watched me, but I didn't really care all that much. I was just having fun. And occasionally someone would pop in my channel and I would talk to them. So I was just hanging out, kind of talking to people occasionally. My clan was pretty much, my Destiny clan was pretty much the only people that would come in and kind of talk. I just left it at that and kind of had fun with that. I eventually got up to like 60 or 70 followers. And then, you know, kind of really just ignored it. But I broadcast pretty much every time I was online. But during this time, I wanted to kind of learn how to video edit for just, I get bored in life. Mm-hmm. So I like to learn new. So I realized that people weren't like making true walkthrough videos for Destiny. Right. So I started, like, they were just gameplay videos. So they would say like, hey, this week's Nightfall walkthrough video. And it was like 40 minutes long. That's not a walkthrough. That's just me watching you play video games. Right. And that's crap. So like, I was like, I'll just teach myself how to do video editing and I'll start a YouTube channel. So I did that and actually got some pretty good success on it. And because of that, people started being like, hey, I love your, YouTube channel. It's been really helpful and stuff like that. So I thought kind of I should sink more money and try and happen on Twitch, because there's, I don't know, you can have a lot more fun on Twitch than you can on YouTube. It's instant on Twitch. Whereas on YouTube, you put up a video and they just respond to comments. I invested quite a bit of money in a new computer. My main mod, Malignant, helped me. He helped me build it. And we've just been broadcasting ever since then. That was honestly just about a month and a half ago. We started with the new overlay and just making it look what I would say. Right. Cool. And yeah, yep. It's grown quite a bit in that amount of time. Like, I think I started this year at like 250 followers and I'm at like 850, something like that now.
Now, what do you have for YouTube subs?
At last check, let me check it real quick. I think it's just over 2,000. Let me see.
So how many of those do you think you gained since you jumped over to Twitch?
I have 2,329. Probably 800. Since I really started doing Twitch like hardcore. I mean, I technically started Twitch before I started my YouTube channel. I started focusing on Twitch about a month and a half ago.
But you were growing more in the YouTube area than you
were.
Oh,
absolutely.
At Twitch, technically.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to touch back on that. And if I forget for some reason, I need somebody to remind me to touch back on the YouTube aspect.
That's on you, Chat. That's on you, Malignant.
How long have you been this is a stupid question because we all have the same answer. But when did you start playing video games? What's the first video game you remember playing very vividly?
Oh, Super Mario Brothers? Yeah. Like on the OG Nintendo NES? I remember when I was living with my mom, she was working full time and I guess wanted us to be occupied while she was out of the house. So she bought us an NES and we just started playing that time. That and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Now, who's we? You have siblings?
Oh yeah, quite a bit of siblings. Yeah, I'm out of my what we would call the biologicals, which have four biological siblings, and I'm the youngest. So all of us, even my oldest sister Heather, who will no longer admit she played video games, used to play with us.
Boy, I'm gonna venture down a wrong avenue here. Okay, so you biological. So the other sibling is adopted.
No. I have four biological siblings, same mother, same father. Okay. And then my mother got remarried and I have another sister from there and I have step siblings and stuff like that. Okay. We refer to the core group as the biologicals. If we're talking about like,
you've started your own clan within your own biological family.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, let me just give you like a run through of what that might be. Please. Like, my mom will call and be like, hey, come to Christmas. And I'll be like, cool. I'll think about it. And then I'll call my sister Heather and be like, hey, is it just going to be the biologicals or is it going to be everybody? So it's like that.
The reason I ask is I'm very big on adoption. I'm just curious. So I wanted to touch that. I know if Tronic was here, he would have a lot of good comments on that. Tronic has two biological.
I'm a trendsetter, K-Dog. I'm a trendsetter.
He has an adopted brother and sister.
Oh, awesome.
That's why I asked it. Another quick question. So how old are you?
Dude, in my 30s, bro. I'm an old dude.
Oh, that, you know, when you just started talking about what you started playing and in the fact, just the way you were saying things, I was thinking that you were more in my age range.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You, me, Sergeant Morph, we're doing it right.
Well, I'm not as old as Sergeant Morph, but.
Well, I mean, who is nowadays?
I am.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, yes. That was snide comment number one from Sorlak.
I'm actually older than Sergeant Morph, but, you know.
But yeah, I'm the youngest of the biologicals, but that's not why I started playing those games. I mean, those games were sort of new when we were kids.
The biologicals. Oh, my God. That's a good one. So when Todd Awesome becomes partnered and he starts his stream team, you heard it here first. The stream team name is going to be the Biologicals.
I love it. Let's do it. The Biologicals, guys.
And let's get that done. The first thing I ever heard about Todd Awesome was this. His voice is orgasmic.
Yeah, everyone was saying that to me when I first started playing. Like, really the first person who got me involved in this community was Ogrepaw, because I started watching Ogrepaw when he had like 700 followers and was still streaming Destiny. And then he, I guess, came and checked me out, and he just started spreading the word that I had this great voice. I never thought that I had a great voice until Twitch. I mean, I can sing with the best of them, but like, I didn't know I had a voice that was worthy of, you know, coming to listen to while I die in video games.
None of us are good at gameplay.
That's not why they watch us.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's, so I'm reading the chat and like Seabrew's talking about how old I am and Lauren Cap doesn't believe me. Like whenever people find out how old I am, which I don't really care if they know, they're really surprised by that. So let me just say this. If you stay in shape, cardio, eat right, you'll look young forever.
And that's a great point because I live off beer, bread, and well, bagels are bread.
Bagels are bread.
Beer and bread. I live off that, and I've been the same weight and well, height. Obviously, I've been the same weight since. And so that's the key. So you can go either way: cardio, you can run or do whatever the hell that Todd Awesome does.
Yeah.
Or you can stand and stream and drink beer.
Oh, I bet you burn some calories standing, streaming, breaking chairs, and allegedly peeing on your carpet.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Anyways, for us, was that? Was that Sorner? Did Sorner go? Did Sorner pop out?
Yeah, he had to go. It's too late.
Yeah, it's like 4 a.m. his time.
Well, you know what? I know he can still hear us. I want to thank him first of all for making this. It is 4 a.m. in the morning, and I know it was difficult for him. I know he's been very busy, and we'll talk more about him and whatnot at another time. But thank you. So, wait. We actually have, go ahead. Did I screw that up?
The chat, you know, let's not be so biological in the chat. Hey, we need more questions. Okay, go on, kiddo.
Okay. Anyways, I'm still the same weight since I started standing and streaming, but we're going to get very sexual here. I'm actually toned up since I started standing down here in my garage. My stress level's gone up, but yeah, what are you going to do, right?
I think we've all noticed your stress level going up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's all an act.
And I get on here to whatever. So
my voice is what we were talking about.
We were talking about your orgasmic voice, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I would consider it that. I mean, I think it's awesome that people do like my voice, but I've never thought of it that way.
Okay, well, we're not going to ask you. We're going to ask Ginger. Ginger, is his voice orgasmic?
Please don't. Please don't.
Why is she not in recall?
Is she there with you?
What?
Is she there with you physically?
She is like 1,700 right miles away.
Holy balls. Seriously?
Holy balls.
She lives in San Diego. I live in Nashville.
You live in Nashville. She lives in San Diego. Okay. I have full reign of the show. So how did you guys meet?
We met high school, college, like that time period. I've known her forever.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, okay, so how does this...
That melts my cold steel heart.
yeah.
It does, because me and Mrs. K-Dog, we go way back to well, you know, Mrs. K-Dog, well, we can get on me all day, but she had a crush on me in high school, blah, blah, blah. I had no time for her. I was way too big then. Way too much of a star. Too big. And never like actually, yeah, exactly. Never actually, quote unquote, started courting her until I was in college. And we've been there ever since. So,
we didn't actually start dating when we were in college. We liked each other in college, but we were with other people. We didn't start dating until about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. So how does this, a 1,700 miles, how does that work? Is that difficult? That's difficult then, I would
assume. Oh, dude, it's the worst.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Now, how often do you guys get to actually physically see each other? I mean, not physically see each other, but I'm sure you guys conversate and talk all the time.
Oh yeah, FaceTime is your friend in a long distance relationship. But yeah, I mean, she was here last weekend. Right. I'm going out there. I'm going out there next weekend. So yeah, awesome. We see each other quite a bit. Not well, nearly enough, mind you, but a lot right. more than you would think. A couple who live 1,700 miles away sees each other.
We used to be in the same place. The long distance is just temporary. Okay, that's cool. But that's still more power to both of you and the strength that each of you have as individuals, and then each of you have as a couple. 1,700 miles away is difficult, and wow. So that's – Jesus.
Yeah, nobody's that big. Honestly, I didn't really start streaming like I have been until she moved out there in February. So, like, I really started pushing Twitch in February. And it's been the best thing for my Twitch channel.
Right. It's way easier to stream if you can take that other half and just send them somewhere.
That's more or less what happened. I wouldn't say I sent her, though.
Right. Anyways, we won't focus on that. That's a heartfelt story, though. We could definitely get on that more. But it brings up a great question, and I was asked this last Sunday. What does Mrs. K-Dog think? How does Mrs. K-Dog feel about me streaming and all this? And I know that Dizzy Disaster, his wife is a streamer herself, so in their relationship it's not as difficult because she knows she's does Mrs. Awesome game?
She used to play PC games. She doesn't really game anymore, but she we've talked about that. We've talked about doing dual stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely open to it. She's very supportive of this. She she's always helping me try and think of other ways to figure stuff out. And she watches me all the time and gives me feedback and stuff. And yeah, she's very, very supportive. I think partly because she wants it to succeed as much as I do, but also because she likes that she can come, you know, watch me whenever I'm at home. And it helps with the distance thing too.
So you just said it right there. You want this to succeed. What does succeeding on Twitch mean to you?
Dude, I'm succeeding now, it feels like. Right. I'm adding more followers every day. It's fun. Like I'm having fun with it. I'm meeting new people. I got introduced to this really great community through kind of Milway and Ogrepaw and all those guys.
Yep.
So like I feel like I have almost 1,000 new friends, which is awesome.
And you bring up a great point. You're gaining so many followers a day, many followers a stream, let's say. But how many of those people are you seeing coming back? Let's say you have 10 followers. How many of those 10 followers are you seeing coming back? What's the percentage?
Oh, that's hard to say. When I was in streaming Destiny full time, I was seeing about 25. I would get up to about 25 concurrent viewers, but I just recently switched over to CSGO. So that's hanging out more around 12 to 15, sometimes even low as 8. Mm. But that doesn't really bother me that much either, because I'm still positive. Like, I'm not losing followers every day that I'm losing from the Destiny switch. And I knew that was going to happen. But I also knew that in order for me to grow the way I want to grow and as fast as I want to grow, I was going to have to go to a game that wasn't Destiny, because Destiny just doesn't have the content or the replayability that like a CSGO does that I'm streaming now. And you also can't do things like in-game giveaways and stuff like that, like you can with CSGO. Yeah,
that's Destiny's fault. But
I agree completely.
I think video games are going to start going that way. I think video games are going to start making it so you can get that skin, you can get that, like Advanced Warfare, you get all those things, and now you can give them to people. I think it's going to be difficult because it's console as opposed to PC, but there's a way around it. It can happen, and that's just the state of Twitch. That's just the state of streaming. How is it going to evolve gaming? We've talked about that before. So you were primarily a Destiny streamer.
Yeah, until about 2 weeks ago.
I was going to say, because every time I've ever watched you, it was Destiny. And then most recently, I saw you go to CSGO. Yeah. And in my head, it was just like, oh, I know why he's going to that. It's cool. Mailway plays it. Ogre plays it. You know, they all hooked up. It's all connected. And you play what you want with your friends. That made sense to me.
Absolutely.
Did you think about that switch? Like, do you think about streaming one game as opposed to being are you going to stick with CSGO for a while? Are you going to bounce back and forth, or are you open to playing more games?
Well, okay, so I still have the YouTube channel, right? And the YouTube Forever. Channel pretty much is all Destiny content. Like, I also work with a I don't know. They're like a website here in town called The Weird Robot, and we do podcasts, and we also do like little comedic shorts. So I put those up on my YouTube as well. But I need that link now.
The Weird Robot. Said I need that link. Malignant, let's go get on it.
Yeah, the weirdrobot.com. Do your job, Malignant. I'm just joking. I love you. Don't quit. I love you. But
you
yeah,
actually pay him?
Malignant and I have been friends since I was probably, I don't know, high school. Like, we were in high school around the same time, and we've been friends since then.
The Weird Robot. And we,
honestly, yeah, The Weird Robot. The Ginger. First, the first games I played online were like Halo 2 and stuff like that. They were played with Malignant. Right. And my brother, who's also in here, Cliffs of Insanity, is also in here.
Cliffs of Insanity.
So, yeah. He likes The Princess Bride, as do we all. And it's from that. But yeah, so
anyone with
sense. I've known Malignant forever. In fact, the reason my stream looks as good as it does is because of Malignant. He's an IT professional. He's really, really great with graphic design. So like he would call himself a hobbyist, it looks like, but he's really, really good with it. And I funded it as much as like I bought the computer and stuff like that. And, you know, I got all the components together, but he's the one who actually built it. When we did the layout, he really built it. I was just like, that sucks. That's awesome. Let's do that. I was just kind of like the guy in the back who, is shouting out like, Monday morning quarterbacking the layout. God, let me just do it. Shut up. So yeah, he's the reason my stream looks so great. Would I still do it without him? Yeah. Would anyone watch? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the presentation.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Some people come in because they see my, the thumbnail or whatever, and they're like, this guy looks legit because I have a good-looking layout.
Now, when you play, you have song requests on your stream.
I do.
And you play, you have the capture up of the video of whatever they play.
Well, yeah, if I'm on the face cam, I do. I don't do that when I've got gameplay on, yes, but yeah.
Correct. When you're on face cam, you have over your... If you're looking at it, top right is the video that they play. Bottom left is your gameplay.
Yeah.
My question is this. One, what do you use for song requests? Is it Nightbot or Deepbot?
Yeah.
And my other question is, what do you capture? Because it looks so crisp, your video, for some reason. It looks better than when I try to do it. So you just – is it regular window capture?
Yeah, I use OBS to stream. I know a lot of guys use OBS or some other clients. I like OBS because it's free. But I use Nightbot to do it. And Nightbot actually plays the music video.
Right, yep.
Kind of not minimized, but not full screen. And then I just use a window capture. It works great. I think it looks really good.
It does. It looks very crisp. It's like you don't see any edges either. It's just like there. It's the video.
Yeah.
I thought it was very – unique and interesting, and I thought to myself, yeah, what it's is, not, it, that's different. That's
it's
different
something that I haven't seen anyone else do, and I'm sort of proud of that because so much of what I do, I don't want to say this, I've stolen from watching people like Ogrepaw or even Milway does some cool stuff that I really like. And of course, you know, Tim, and I think everyone in here knows who Tim the Tapman is, and we've all kind of watched him a lot. So like I've tried to steal some stuff that they use and try and put my own little slant on it. which is really where I started. You know, when I started streaming, because when you first start streaming, you really have no idea
you don't know what you're doing.
So you're watching other people that are successful and like, okay, I can do that. I can do that thing when I'm streaming, and I can kind of do that. And then you sort of twist it and make that thing kind of your own thing, because you've made it a little bit different, or different enough that it's not so recognizable. But yeah, so like, with the music thing, honestly, the music song request thing, I got that from Ogrepaw. He doesn't do song requests, but I was like, I need music in my channel. And then I learned that Nightbot could do song requests, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Then I can have them do song requests, and we'll just do that on, you know, what songs are playing or whatever. It can just go, you know, and the people in the channel love it. Yeah. Now, there is a danger there, though.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So we have people who like to, because you can play pretty much anything that's on YouTube that's under, I think it's, but yeah, people can throw in some videos on YouTube that are not appropriate for, I would say, anyone to watch. Good mods, and I have a team of really good mods, even at my somewhat small level, I still think. I have, you know, three or four mods that I usually have one in my channel at all times who can take care of that. And if they can't and they're not there, I can switch over and take care of it really quick. So it doesn't really happen a lot. It's more like, honestly, a lot of the awesome family that comes by likes to play kids songs. Right. So I'll get a lot of Dora the Explorer I don't have kids, so I don't know.
There's a really good Caillou / troll song that I used to get all the time when I did song requests, all the time, from this one person, Limited Players. He was here earlier tonight. He played it. He's not here now. He played it all. I didn't mind it. I didn't use the video of it. There was actually no video. It was just like a song with words, but the song itself was Yeah, fuck Caillou, it was.
Yeah.
Anyways, I understand what you're saying with the trolls in the video. And from my personal opinion, I don't think you care really what they play.
I don't.
What video gets played. The problem is you're displaying that video, and that's an issue.
Oh, yeah, and they'll – I know, like, YouTube is pretty good about, like, nudity and stuff like that, but you've got to watch it, because there are some videos that are not, like, if I was playing the video, like, I was terrified sometimes, because I was on gameplay, so they couldn't see the video, but, like, I could see video that was not appropriate. I think it was, what's that Marvin Gaye tune that Dola made a different song out of?
It was Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Robin Thicke. That music video is not appropriate for for Twitch. I mean, the song's great, and that's why Marvin Gaye wrote it. But the video is just a bunch of naked chicks running around. So, like, you got to be careful. You really do have to be careful.
Well, I think Mailway's got a great experience about that. I believe he used to show videos on his stream when he was just getting started, and I think he something happened or something. He was showing some video of girls dancing or something, and he's got an experience about it. But I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, about starting a stream and not knowing what you're doing and taking let's not kid ourselves, we take from other people every day.
Yeah.
I try to steal everything I possibly can. If I think it will make my stream better for my viewers or for myself, I try to take it. I've even come to the realization where I almost thought to myself, why not have like a Weird Al Yankovic night? And what I mean by that is where I literally just do a parody of another streamer's stream that night.
I see what you're saying. Okay, you know I thought you meant like a night where you only did Weird Al music. I got you though.
Although that would be really good. Where I pick a stream, like a streamer, like a bigger one maybe, because I only I thought about it and I ran that by Tronic and he told me no, that was a dumb idea. But anyways.
I have thought about doing what I call MJ Friday, where we only do Michael Jackson songs on Friday.
Oh,
or something like that.
That would make me happy. When I was a kid, I used to have Michael Jackson posters in my room. I think he was wearing like a brown leather jacket and standing. You're not gonna be able to see it because you only see half my body, but he was standing like this. And I was really into Michael Jackson. Like, I can do all his songs. I may not sing as good as Mr. Awesome himself. I don't care what he changed his color to or what he did.
Legend. Right.
Anyways.
Did you have the dance moves?
I have dance moves? I don't know. But I know that there's a picture floating around on the internet of me somewhere in a tiger outfit.
Oh, I have in to a, see like, this.
In a leopard tiger outfit. I put on my sister. I have an older sister. She's like 7 years older. I was young at the time. I put on, when I say young, I mean I was probably 10. I put on her dance. She was in dance. I put on her dance costume, and they put makeup on me. And I got really, like a tiger because Michael Jackson was really into tigers, and I got like a tiger. And they took the picture, and it's floating around the internet somewhere. You may be able to find it. If I want, maybe I'll grab it someday. But my sister was an evil, evil woman.
Well, I like Electric Light Orchestra as well. In fact, I had someone play ELO this tonight, and that song exactly for Miss Jinx when she was in my channel. I played Evil Woman for Miss Jinx.
Okay, so, and we all love Miss Jinx, MISSJIIN.
Yeah, she's great.
You got to love her. Welcome back to the GSC front page. After your 1 month stint on that other place. Anyways, you love me, don't you? Right now, in my opinion, Mr. Todd Awesome himself is on that high, is riding that wave up, in my opinion. Now, like every high, unless you're extremely lucky, you're going to go down here soon. You're going to hit a rut. You're going to hit a mucky muck, as Tenacious D would say.
Right.
Down in the mucky muck.
What am I trying to say? Tronic, what are you going to, in your stream is what I'm trying to say.
You mean, what am I looking for in my stream?
Coming up in Todd Awesome's stream. What can we see? You've moved from Destiny. You've gone to CSGO. You're in that. You're ranking up like everybody and their mother. You got the skins. You're doing the giveaways.
I'm actually not doing giveaways yet. I can't do giveaways yet because I haven't had the gear long enough yet. There's like a cooldown before you can do giveaways. So that's what's coming up for me, though, giveaways.
You can still give it away, Todd. Just tell them they got to wait.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to do that. People like things that are instant. They like instant feedback, and they like instant giveaways. So I'm not going to do that to my followers. But... So, like, I went ahead and spent quite a bit of money in the CSGO store and bought a lot of really nice gear that I'm going to start giving away next. I mean, I think anyone would hit those lulls in their, I'm just going to quote unquote Twitch career.
Right.
That's going to happen. And those are just natural things because I've always got to keep more people coming in. There's always got to be energy in the channel. It's always got to be growing so that you're going to have to do something to get it to grow, because no one wants to be in the stream that people used to watching now, and the people are like, oh my god, you got to check this guy out, he's great, let's check this guy out. You want to be that person. So how do you get to doing that? And that's what I realized with Destiny. I feel like there were three people that weren't I don't want to say this, they weren't scantily clad women that were playing Destiny and doing it well, and the rest were like, they would be like three or four people at the top, and then there would be hot girls playing Destiny, and then me way down here with 25 viewers, right? So I wasn't adding more people. I had developed a following of about 25 people who would watch me pretty much night after night, but I wanted to grow more than that. I wanted to grow faster than that, so I made the switch to CSGO, and I kind of hit a lull when I did that, which I totally expected to do, but there was no time like now to do it, so I went ahead and did it. And I know exactly what I need to kind of get that back, and I'm starting to do that now. And honestly, I'm adding more followers every day, even without the giveaways, on CSGO than I ever was with Destiny. Because even though I switched about two weeks ago, I've still been able to keep up that pace of kind of exponential growth that I've had over the last month.
I think, like, what do you enjoy playing more?
CSGO is a lot more fun. And when I first started watching people stream it, like the first person I saw playing it was Ogrepaw. And I was like, this game looks awful. It looks like it was made in 2008. I don't understand why people are playing this. You can't look you can't look down the sights. Why would you even want to play a game like this? And then I wanted to switch to a different game, and I bought the computer that I have now, and I could actually play PC games. And I was like, I'll just get it because Ogrepaw plays it, and it'd be cool to play with Ogrepaw if he'd have me. And so I got into it, and man, I was like, this game is a skill game. Unlike Call of Duty or unlike Destiny, you have to be good at this game to be good at this. And I think that's why people like it so much. There's that element of it that really takes some skill, which if you watch my channel right now, you realize that I don't have. But I have a lot of fun with it. And if I'm dead, I will do the best commentary job you've ever heard in your life with this orgasmic voice, as you guys say.
I don't know. I really enjoy CSGO. I do. I don't play it that often.
Yeah.
I play competitive offline, which is odd for me because I usually put everything on stream. I did play some team deathmatch with Mailway, and I got so angry at the people we were playing with that it drove me up a fucking wall. I was in the chat, and I don't know if Mailway can hear me. I know his internet's been really shoddy. I don't know what's going on. But I was so upset because they're like, okay, guys, we're going to go knife only now.
Yeah, why would you do that?
First of all, don't tell me what to do.
No.
Period. If you tell me knife only, the first thing I'm going to do is buy a fucking gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love when people are like, let's go knives at mid. So then I just run to mid and shoot them because I know they're going to be in mid and they're not going to have a gun.
I play totally different when I'm in competitive. I'm not the greatest, but competitive, I'll tell you right, and Gavilar, is Gavilar here? Gavilar told me this from day one when we talked about CSGO. He said, because I hated it. I was playing Team Deathmatch. I was sucking so bad. I was playing casual Search and Destroy. I was sucking so bad. He goes, dude, just go to competitive. You'll enjoy it so much more. I don't play it as much, and the reason I can't alt tab in and out. I suck. What's up, iServin? I suck at alt tabbing in and out. I kept screwing everything up. OP Ogrepaw hooked me up a little bit on how to capture it and what to do. I'm a little better at it now. I may be doing a little more CS:GO, but here's a problem in my mind as a Twitch streamer. I don't want to play CS. My problem is this: if I go to stream and I play CSGO, and you see it in my title, and you see it in my game thing, people are going to – I think to myself, they're going to say, there he goes. He's playing CSGO like every other motherfucker playing CSGO. Yep. And I don't want that. I don't want that connotation. I just don't. I don't know. But I don't want to make this about me and my stream, but anyways –
That's something I thought about, though. I mean, you bring up a good point. CSGO is super saturated.
I mean, everybody, their mother's fucking playing it.
Yeah, you know why?
My mom would play this game. She would.
I would love to see that. Yeah, Lauren's playing it. I'm just saying, Ogrepaw. She's doing good, too. She's usually fragging ahead of Milway.
What that means. I have no idea what you just said, Matt. I have no idea what fragging means. I don't have any idea.
It's just people who getting more kills. But yeah, people play CS:GO.
Do we have to have a specific, special little CS:GO lingo? Can't yes. we just
that's
say
not a specific to that
kills?
Game. That's that? Like yeah, that's, any shooter ever.
That's an FPS thing, yeah.
Fragging? Is it any first-person shooter game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah.
Damn.
No wonder. People play CS:GO because CS:GO is fun. People watch people play CS:GO because it's fun to watch. And that's where the viewers are. And I wanted to play a game I could continue playing for hours and hours and hours, because if I'm going to try and build this into something, it's going to have to be a game that I enjoy playing. Because if I'm not going to enjoy playing it, people are not going to enjoy me watching me play it. So there's no reason.
I agree. I agree with all that. CS:GO is phenomenal. I love to play it. I just don't play it enough. It's great. Here's the thing. You love to play it, and you just said it right there. It has a lot of people come to it. They want to watch it. They blah, blah, blah. You want to grow. you're having fun and you want to grow, and that's what you're going to do. Now, maybe it never, maybe this never happens. What are you going to do when that well runs dry?
When what well runs dry? The CSGO well? When people stop watching CSGO?
Maybe it never runs dry. Maybe it
it'll run dry. No game lasts forever. Yeah. Replaced by something like it.
True. That's a good point.
So, yeah, we, and by we, I mean a lot of the CSGO streamers, will move to whatever that is.
Right. And if you can just be ahead of that curve.
Right. The key is knowing where it is. Like, a lot of CSGO streamers also stream other things occasionally.
It could last forever, Ogre. It really could last forever. I mean, the graphics aren't too intensive on your PC. They can keep making maps for it.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Is there only, like, one map in that game?
Oh, no. You only see Dust 2 because people will only pick Dust 2 to play it.
Which, I mean, that other
there's
game.
There's actually a bunch of maps.
There's a ton of maps. It's a fun game. It really is. Yeah. That's why I brought that up, Ogre, because the game has been around for years.
Yeah.
And why ever leave? But in my mind, in the Twitch world, it's gotta die down sooner or later. It has to.
Yeah,
it's not gonna right away.
But it's not gonna die down until it has a natural competitor. I don't think right now it even has a close natural competitor.
So, I just watched Rainbow Six Under Siege gameplay. Okay. And they said that's got a lot of CSGO feel to it.
Well, we'll see.
The only problem I have with that, and I think it goes also with the Battlefield Hardline, is people like that competitive aspect. People like that search and destroy type feel. Plant the bomb, defuse the bomb. They like that. The thing that Rainbow Six uses, the thing that Battlefield Hardline uses, is protect the hostage, save the hostage. It's very minute, but it's a big difference in my mind.
Right.
Plant a bomb, save a bomb, save a hostage, rescue, protect a hostage, save a hostage type of deal. But I did watch the gameplay. It does look good. I am in the closed alpha. So I'm not 100% sure if we'll be able to stream that. But anyways, enough of that. I've talked way too much about myself. I want to go back to the YouTube aspect.
Okay.
So you started streaming and you were growing real slow.
I was streaming from my Xbox, and I mean I wasn't a great streamer. Like, if someone popped in my channel, I had my channel up on my phone just chat, so I could see if they were chatting with me. But I wasn't watching it all the time, and I was just talking to the people who I was talking to in game, which at that point they couldn't hear.
Right. And you don't need to tell me, man. I started on my Xbox One. I followed the chat through my iPad.
Oh, yeah, so we did the same thing then.
Right, I hooked. Look, this is how much I wanted more out of that. I hooked my iPhone. I had my iPhone right here. I took the headphones. I plugged the headphone jack in. I took the headphone jack, and I taped one of the earbuds to the mic.
Yeah.
And then I played music that way. And that is also how I brought Tronic into chat. We did it through, I don't know what it was, some type of app or something.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. So, yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. But, so you started off there. You weren't going so hard. You made your Destiny walkthroughs. You grew really big on YouTube. Here's the question. As you said, you have 2,300 subs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And what do you have right now on Twitch?
You're 850 right? Something.
850. Just recently it was announced YouTube, since they felt slighted, since they didn't get their big purchase of Twitch, they're revamping their whole live streaming service.
They should.
And they're going, they should. I agree with that. And that's going to make competition, is going to make things better. Does that make you think? Does that make you ponder? You already have a built-in, and I don't know how they're going to do it, but you already have a built-in 2,300 subs on YouTube.
Yeah.
Does that make you think to yourself, well, maybe I should just jump over from Twitch to YouTube?
No, not at all.
Why?
The reason that is because you want to look at the nature of the customer for Twitch and for YouTube. Live streaming on YouTube has always been notoriously awful, and they're not going to have the built-in base to have that live streaming aspect from it. Twitch, the behavior of people who watch Twitch is they watch Twitch in the moment when it's happening. The behavior of the quote-unquote customer at that point on YouTube is they watch it at their convenience. So no, I think it would take YouTube changing their culture of watch it when you want, the content's always going to be there, to watch it live, for it to really make anyone money and be worth going over there for it.
Now, I agree with that. YouTube's going to have to change a lot of stuff, but Twitch made it very appealing for the big YouTubers, I guess is the word you want to use.
Yeah, that's what they call themselves.
The big YouTube to come over, and have an easier road to partnership. So, let's say YouTube revamps their whole thing. They create some sort of whatever it is. They want to compete. They create some sort of partnership, and they try to pull back what they had taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
So if YouTube revamps their live streaming service and pulls in the bigger YouTubers that may have jumped over. I mean, I know for a fact there's a bunch of top Twitch streamers that are also top YouTubers.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
and I mean, it's gonna be that battle.
To if you're a Twitch streamer who's got thousands and thousands of subscribers, not followers but subscribers, if you don't have a Twitch a YouTube page, you're leaving money on the because people want your content at that point. I mean, I'm pretty small, at least what I would consider to be pretty small on Twitch. I only have 850 followers, but I was able to get, you know, 2,000 some subscribers on YouTube just by making content and putting it up, and you know, people found it and liked it and started sharing it on Reddit and stuff like that, and that really helped me grow that aspect of it. But I, you know, it's because I saw kind of a market that needed to be filled, and I filled it. Honestly, in my first videos were kind of crap. I didn't know what I was doing. And so, yeah, and people would make fun of my voice because I kind of sound like a radio DJ when I'm right. doing it. So, yeah, I mean, but it eventually kind of became more legitimate. I made it look better and people started really sharing it and passing it along. But I don't know. I think you'll still see people on Twitch. Now, if they can broadcast in both places, they might do that. And you might see some top people get lured away with incentives from YouTube. Right. But if you look at, I mean, that sort of thing just happened with the Call of Duty streamers to a different streaming site.
Right.
And that has not gone well because people know why they left. And that's not really the best thing to do. Like, you don't want, I don't know. If people naturally go to another site other than Twitch, and that starts to build off of that, then as far as like the population's, what's the word I want to use? The way they see it as legitimate, they're not going to see it as legitimate as Twitch because they had to buy people to go use that. Right, and it's not going
to
work.
That's what I need to know. I'm out of the loop here. I'm out of the loop. I think Ogre brought this up.
Yeah.
About the call. I'm out of the loop. So what did MLG.TV do?
They heavily incentivized people to come over and stream Call of Duty over there, which is a I can tell you right now, the person who made that decision should have been fired. They should not have gone after Call of Duty to begin with, because the Call of Duty games have not been good for, I don't know, since Black Ops 2.
Exactly.
So they're pulling over a game that not a lot of people like to even play. So they made a lot of what I feel like would be bad decisions.
Now, I disagree. I think that's a great decision. I think that's smart. I think that's very... very it's manipulative and it's lowballing, and I think it's smart and it's pulled over all. It doesn't matter if it's Advanced Warfare or not. I know for a fact, I know at least two people that play the Black Ops 2. They're dipping in both. But I think it's smart on MLG. They were losing. They were losing to Twitch.
Well,
they wanted to make a statement.
That's true.
You do. That's how you do it. Why do you think Twitch says in the application form, tell us what else you do? Do you have a lot of subs? Do you make on YouTube? Do you make other content? They do the same thing. Do they pay you? No. But they in giving you their sub button.
Sure.
So they do the same thing.
No, I mean, I get that, and they should. I mean, if anyone's actually working on, and by anyone I mean like Twitch or YouTube or MLGTV or whatever it is, if they're actually looking on being the industry leader, Twitch was first to market, really. And that's why they have such a lead right now. MLGTV had to do something. I just think that it could have been better than pulling over Call of Duty folks. But
look, we may not like it. We may think it's very shady, but if there's no competition, then that's why the servers suck, and that's why we all got to reset our passwords. Because if there's no competition, then it's not good for anyone. And I'm gonna bring this back to wrestling for a second.
Oh yeah.
If WCW didn't pull over Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, they didn't pull all those big people. There has to be that competition. They tried to do it as well.
Yeah.
Although they cut a deal with a shady corporation that I personally don't like. You guys may, but I don't. And there's also another one out there. These are all good things. The reason I asked you about the YouTube thing was for that same reason. Let's say you're enticed to join their new live streaming service. You have 2,300 subs. Let's say you automatically get a quote-unquote YouTube sub button. You got to think twice about that.
I don't have to think twice about that. That's still a very question for me to answer, or a very easy question for me to answer. And the reason that is, K-Dog, is because the people that watch me on Twitch, their habit, their behavior is to come watch me on Twitch while I'm playing. The people who actually are on YouTube that have already hit that subscribe button on YouTube for me, their habit is not to watch me live when I would need them to be watching me live. So if I did this on YouTube, even if those people got notified by email or like Twitch does on your phone or whatever that I was getting online, they wouldn't, first off, know why the hell they were getting that email. And then they might go and just unsubscribe from my page.
Word.
Does that make sense?
It does. I got two quick questions. One, let's say you can do that and still stream on Twitch. Do you do it?
Yeah. Why not put yourself out there in more places than you are?
The second thing I need to say is, how often do you promote on YouTube you have a live streaming service on Twitch?
Every freaking video, bro. And
do you see them coming over?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's awesome. I see people coming over all the time.
So why can't it go the other way?
Oh, it could go the other way. But if I had to pick one, I'd stay with Twitch.
All right. Sounds good. What's up, Sergeant Morph? Welcome to the stream.
How you doing, Morph?
Hey, guys. I just want to say hi.
Hmm?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm gonna remain calm today. I've already busted my nut earlier in the midday stream.
So you're relaxed, then.
I'm relaxed.
This is hours later, though.
Oh, yeah. Nut was definitely busted.
I'm all good. Hey, look, I didn't bring it up. Okay, we don't need to keep talking about it. All right, boys.
Boys.
First of all, another quick thing I would like to say to Awesome, and I think he knows this anyways. I may get very confrontational with my questions, and
that's fine, bro. I know you very well at this point. Maybe not very well, but I know your personality type.
And I agree as well that I believe you know me as well. I think I just said as well three times.
You did.
What do you think, Morph? What do you think about the YouTube going? YouTube is going to revamp their live streaming thing. They're going to take this head on.
How do you feel about that? You know what would be great?
Hmm?
If you could actually pipe into both mediums at the same time.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. That would be great.
No, there's apps out there. You can get apps. You can get programs out there.
Yeah, but now there's one question you want to ask yourself about this program that's allowing you to run both mediums at the same time.
Right.
Is that going to degrade the quality, the outgoing quality? Is that going to add stress to people's CPUs, things like that? There's things you want to consider when adding applications that have to be opened.
Right, that's just the gamble you got to make. I mean, if you want to go live right now and stream both to Twitch and YouTube, or both to Twitch and Hitbox, I don't know if I can do it yet with MLG. If you want to do that, you can. You can. Do I suggest doing it? No. Just for the fact that Morph just brought up and Drew just brought up, it kills your quality.
Yeah, I would rather have one amazing connection in one area, you know? Right. And like Todd was saying, like, throw the videos on later, and the people who can... It's the same thing as them watching a VOD here.
Yeah, it's and the behavior on YouTube is already to go watch it whenever they want to watch it. They don't, they're not used to that interactive experience that, that I think people that the reason people go to Twitch is for that immediate interactive capability of it. The people on YouTube either already go to Twitch or they're not, when they're on YouTube, they're not looking for that. They're just looking to see what they missed, or like how to videos are very big on YouTube. So like how to do whatever. So it's all about the behavior of the customer, really. So like, I look at all of, if you're looking at all of your followers as your customers, what's their behavior? On Twitch, it's to come watch you live and interact with you live. And that's so much more fun for me than what is on YouTube, where I get to throw up stuff and then read comments.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I just like to play devil's advocate a lot. I am all about literally...
You're like Al Pacino.
There's a part of me that doesn't even want to have past broadcasts up, because I want you here when I'm live. I don't want you coming back to my channel to look at a past broadcast. And I know Mailways brought it up. That's how he checks people out. That's cool. I don't want that. I want you here when I'm live, and only when I'm live. But I do understand the Twitch's culture. But I think it's a great thing. I think it's great that YouTube's doing it. I think it's amazing. I think Hitbox going after Twitch is really good too. Although I know that G2A has a really bad rap right now. I don't know what anyone else thinks, but I don't like them. And that's just a personal thing with orders I made from there that just haven't worked out. And that's all that is for me. So, I'm going to turn to Sorlak and see if there's any questions that I missed throughout the night.
First question from Pure Chaos. I don't think you covered this. What program do you use for making YouTube videos?
I first started out, I had a 5-year-old laptop that I just destroyed 2 days ago. I spilled a bunch of water on it. But I used iMovie. And I taught myself how to use iMovie, and I kind of grew up through music. I've played in bands my entire life. I've played drums and sang in groups, and so like the audio side of it was easier for me. So like I would get the gameplay, and I would then do just a straight voiceover from what I, because I do podcasting with the Weird Robot. On a show called Attention Whores. And so I have all that gear to do that. So I was just doing like podcasting, that stuff. I was taking all that audio and just doing commentary tracks over like the gameplay, right? And then when I got this computer, I was able to actually pull previous broadcasts from Twitch. I don't know if you guys do this, but I like to have every one of my streams, it actually saves to my hard drive. So I can go back and watch it, and I can pull clips from there. I don't have to move it to YouTube and then download it. I just have it all right there. And then once I've done with them, what I want to do with them, I get rid of them. But they're there for me to use. So now what I do is when I'm doing a Nightfall walkthrough video at 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, I play through the gameplay. It captures through OBS. I go in there, edit that down, and then I go in my bedroom with my handheld. What are you laughing at? Who said that?
Weird Robot.
oh God. Yeah. Do me a favor. Don't watch any of those videos, guys. There's a video on there where you see me almost naked.
Oh, I'm going to put it on the screen.
Oh, please don't. So what I do, let me just finish saying this so we can move on.
First of all, with Twitch terms of service, I can't be naked. Oh, no, I guess I can't show anybody. Fuck it. Sorry, I can't watch awesome nakedness. Go ahead. Continue.
So...
K-Dog, don't get any ideas, please.
I was going to say, Morph might have something to say about that.
Yeah. So I take that gameplay, and then I take a handheld camcorder my girlfriend bought for me, the wonderful, lovely Ginger Chris. I put that in my bedroom, set it up on top of my dresser, and then I just pretty much yell at a camera with my crazy energy that I have, and then edit that down, and then create like a I pretty much use my overlay now, and where my face cam is, I scale down the video of the commentary and put it where my face cam is.
How many passes of editing, when you say edit it, how many passes do you have to do?
Okay. take in mind that I'm doing this at like 4:30 a.m. And I'm trying to be as energetic as I can be at 4:30 a.m., which I am pretty freaking energetic naturally, but I really do, like I'll say the wrong words, and I should upload a video of me like failing, because I get like K-Dog mad sometimes when I'm doing these. Like I'll start punching my leg because I'm saying the wrong word. K-Dog mad. All right, hashtag K-Dog mad in the chat, guys. Throw it up. Like I'll seriously be in my room like smacking the side of my dresser because I'm pissed because I'm just messing up. I've hit my dresser so hard my camera fell off of it before. but once I get it, and I my goal is to do these videos in like 5 minutes. I don't want it to be any more than 5 minutes. So I record the video, and the video of me actually talking out, like the commentary of how to do it, that's about 15 minutes. So then I have to go and do, I don't use iMovie anymore. I use Adobe Premiere CS6, and it's great. In the past month and a half, I've spent $2,000 on my computer setup alone.
Holy balls. You're obviously not married and have kids.
No, I don't have kids. I'm not married. My girlfriend lives in San Diego, so I'm not taking anybody out. You know, it's just me at my house by myself. I got money, guys.
You just heard that, Ginger. You just said, fuck you.
No. I mean, when I'm in town or when she's in town, I take her out. We go do things. Right, I'm a very good attentive boyfriend.
Oh, raise a shirt.
I'm just saying, K Dog. Don't make me get K Dog.
I would just like to point out that my wife's engagement ring was probably 2,000, or maybe a little less. Just pointing that out, Ginger. Just throwing that out there. Take it for what it is. Just remember that here on GSC Late Night. I was uncalled
for.
K Dog, what are you doing? I don't think I would allow that, but I'll have to talk to Ginger, and I will work out all that stuff when comes up.
I feel really bad if that becomes a big argument. I have a feeling I have a nice rapport with Mr. Awesome.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I felt like I could say that.
But oh no, you're good. You're good, bro. I literally, I like the Nightfall walkthrough videos that I do, that I put up every week. I get up at 4 a.m. I really get up at 3:30 to set up and get ready to go. But I have them up and online by like 6 or 6:30. So I can do it all in two and a half, 3 hours. And that's
amazing.
That's a lot faster than I used to be. And a lot of that, honestly, is the computer that I bought, because like on my Mac, it would take an hour to render that 5 minute video. But on my PC that I have now, that I built this past month, or really that Malignant built that I paid for, I can do it in about 12 minutes. So it's much, much faster.
I got a related question to what was just discussed from Shaka.
Rings?
Indirectly. Okay. From Shaka i3 Ra.
Oh, Shaka says, Ra. Shaka bra.
How do you manage to balance your stream and conversating / staying connected with your GF while you're streaming?
Oh my god. Forget it.
Well, she is usually in my channel. So we'll talk through there. But she also, I really do think a big part of being in a good, healthy relationship is communication. So she has my phone number, and she can text me whenever she wants. I know to respond to it. So like if there's a message that she needs to get through to me, especially like I don't want her being critical of me in the but I don't mind if she tells me things that she thinks like I should do better. So she'll text me that information. So if you guys ever see me pick up my phone and I'm like, damn it, and put it down, that's probably what happened.
You're like, sorry guys, I gotta go off mic for a second.
No, I actually never go off mic when I'm streaming. I don't do it. And I'll tell you why I don't do it. I feel like it's disrespectful. Because I'm inviting these people into my room, right, into my apartment, and we're going to share this experience together, whatever that is. You know, it's honestly, as of late, watching me learn the ropes in CSGO. Right. But I'm not going to tune them out. If I need to get off stream, I'll get off stream.
Yeah.
I'll apologize and I'll step away. And then I'll come back.
Only get off the phone if it's like personal, like financial, in my mind, personal information. I put my wife on speakerphone many a times without her knowing. So I agree with that statement.
Yeah, I just don't like doing it. I feel like it's not fair to the audience.
Right. I just want to quickly jump back before we get to the next question. Woop brings up a good point when I mentioned the $2,000 about the engagement ring. I spent $1,000 on an Xbox 360 a week before it came out. I bought it from a friend of mine who won it through a Mountain Dew contest. I bought this Xbox 360 for $1,000. We exchanged the Xbox for $1,000 that was supposed to go to for an engagement ring in a Target parking lot in this shady, greasy, freaking backdoor deal. So I have experience in that. I pushed off my engagement for a year at least.
Yeah, I don't think that would stand with Ginger Chris. Ginger Chris, her name's Crystal. She is a fiery redhead, and honestly, guys, if you're not dating a redhead, you're not doing it right.
No, you're not. No,
but she has
gray-haired woman.
She has what she would call, and I would agree, ginger rage. That's a real thing.
Oh, I agree.
There have been more than once where she's punched me in the shoulder yelling ginger rage. But yes, I've always deserved it, hon. I've always deserved it. I'm so sorry.
Hadouken. Instead of Hadouken, it's ginger rage.
That's exactly what it is, Dana. Yes, what you just said. And honestly, every Thursday I talk to my therapist about it, and it's cool. We're good.
Oh my god!
It's good to have that balance in your life. There.
Who doesn't need a therapist, right?
K Dog, if I can make a suggestion in your life, it would be therapy.
Oh, really? Because from what I see, you've now, and as I said earlier, a lot of my viewers, my stream, they know exactly what buttons to push, and Mr. Awesome just did it. As I know, I have a few screws loose.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a FISO, because obviously the person exterminate is spelled with an eight, can't spell psycho. I don't need therapy. I'm very actually clear in everything I do need in life.
Dude, and, you are the most awesome person. Like, okay, so I was talking to one of my friends at work about this interview and you specifically, because he was asking who was interviewing me. And I was like, it's a guy named K-Dog. Who's kind of crazy. And he was like, well, how so? And I was like, well, unlike me, because I'm on Twitch and I want viewers, I want followers, I want to kind of make this a thing. I want to have fun with this. K-Dog doesn't seem to care. But yeah, everyone loves K-Dog because he's this kind of crazy prophet-type character that will just say anything as long as it's honest, and he'll be way over the top about it. And like, so we were just talking about it for like 10 minutes today. It was hilarious. But like, that's one, the main reason I go and watch your channel is because, especially like, you stream at times that I'm not normally around because I'm at work or whatever. But like, I always tune into to GSC late night because you have great guests and you're hilarious. But like, I think people watch you because they know you're honest and they know that there is no filter on you. Well, and that's awesome.
I don't have a filter in life, unfortunately. It's not just a stream. It's actually life. It's my job. It's my life. I don't have a filter. I will say what needs to be said, whether you want to hear it or not. Whether you're 5 years old, 2 year old, whether you're my wife, whether you're fucking Omar892, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. And if it hurts me, I have two more questions. Too bad, so like, just let me make this quick. I always have this dilemma in my variety streamer, whatever the case may be. Somebody said to me recently, I'm a personality streamer. It was the greatest compliment I ever had. They said they don't come to my stream. And then I said that to Tronic. And Tronic said to me, he goes, yeah, I don't come to your stream for gameplay because you suck. since you started streaming, you suck at gameplay. I come because you're entertaining, you're funny, and you're honest. I may blow things out of proportion, but I've done that my whole life. I've done it my whole life. I have no qualms.
I do think there are people on Twitch who want to see the best gamer, and there are people on Twitch who want to see the best people and watch people who are fun. And you are definitely going after that second type of viewer.
I'm very hard. I'm very rough around the edges. And I know that, and it hurts my stream. I understand that.
I don't think it hurts your stream. I think it makes you more honest. I've been in your channel where someone said something you didn't like, and you encouraged them to unfollow your channel. I thought that was awesome. It's something that I would never have the balls to do. I thought that was awesome.
I have 2,717 followers. I don't give a shit if all of them unfollow. As long as if you come back and view, I don't care. Followers mean shit. It's who you have in your stream when you go live.
It's like all about concurrent.
It's that interaction. You said it. It's just like a sub. A follower on Twitch is a sub on YouTube.
Yep.
If I don't get that viewer there, I'm not doing something right.
Right.
And every one of you that streams out there right now, who gives a shit about followers? Don't put up a follower count. Don't put up a goal. Don't do any of that shit. Put up a viewer count. Say I want 10 viewers in this stream. Say I want 20 viewers in this stream. Say I'll do a giveaway at 50 viewers. Do that. It's viewers. It's people you can interact with when you are live. Thank you very much, Sorlak. Next question, please.
What if all of your followers showed up today? You'd have 2,700 viewers.
I will shave my head right now on stream.
Oh, that would be great. Beard. Guys, get on Twitter. Get this. Let's make this happen.
Motherfucker right now. You know what, Tom? I'll be totally honest with you. I don't even know. I don't have my viewer count up right now. I'm not that big of a whore. I give it out easily. I would shave my head for... I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Viewers, guys, come on, just wipe the followers out. Followers don't mean shit. Fuck, I followed 5 people today and unfollowed them.
was I one of those?
Todd, honestly, Todd Awesome, I don't even know. I don't know if I follow you or not.
I know, but I see you in my channel all the time.
I don't follow Todd Awesome. I don't. And you know, I'm not gonna follow Todd Awesome.
Just to make the point.
I'm not going to follow him. I'm still going to be in
his channel. I'll say something about that.
I go there all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I do see K-Dog in there all the time. And honestly, I know K-Dog doesn't watch me. He listens to me. So whenever I see K-Dog in the channel, it is a reminder that I need to be interactive in the chat, talking to them. Because I know he doesn't watch the gameplay. So he has no idea what's going on. He's looking for interactive conversation. He's looking for me interacting with the people that I'm playing the game with or the people in my channel. So he's doing chat only or audio only with the chat up. I know that.
I walk around
with my headphones. It's a constant reminder to do that.
I walk around with my headphones in, my iPhone. I interact with my kids, and I'm listening to your stream. And I've said that before.
Yeah, I actually learned. I honestly did not know you could do that with the app until I heard you say it. I think it was during the OgrePaw interview. Yep. And ever since then, like if I'm at work and I'm not, I don't have to be what I normally do, and I can actually listen to music or whatever. I'm listening to people's because I can do that and I can interact and I can. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy that.
Great.
So I didn't even know you could do that until like 2 weeks ago.
Great question by Lauren Cap in the chat. She said, how do I know if I'm not following you? How do I know you're live? And then Sorlak said, you know, GSC front page. Here's the thing. I bet I know when he's live and I know who I want to listen to and who I want to go see and who I find entertaining and who I'm going to go back to. I don't need a fucking follower notification. And let's not fool everybody. There's a reason Twitch made it. So when you follow someone, you don't automatically get that notification. You have to go in and check it. Why did they do that? Because they don't care about followers either. It's viewers. Do I have the GSC front page up all day? Yeah. Do I know when Todd Live is Todd Live? That's a good name. Do I know when Todd Awesome is live? I sure do.
Because of that schedule. And honestly, OgrePaw was the first one. Right, before I was really – before I was a big part of this community like I am now, or like I feel like I am now, Ogrepaw encouraged me to set a schedule and stick to it. And I've done that. And that was probably one of the biggest things that helped me grow, because people knew when I was going to be on. So I would encourage, honestly, anyone, if you can do that, if your work schedule and family schedule will allow you to do that, like if your life schedule allows you to do that, set a schedule and stick to it.
I'd say that and always be talking on the stream are probably the two most important things.
Yes. Oh, and let me say this. Twitter's huge. I've learned this about getting people to follow me on Twitter.
Right there. I didn't got to answer the question. Todd's going to answer it for me.
Yeah, I've learned this about getting ways to follow me on Twitter, or ways to get people to follow me on Twitter. I will pick a day where I'm going to stream 3 hours earlier than my scheduled time. Or I'll stream on Saturday. I only have one scheduled, but I'll stream either later in the night or earlier in the morning. And I do that because I want to encourage people to follow me on Twitter to make sure that they get the. So, like, right. Whenever I mention that I flash my links in the chat or whatever, and I say, hey guys, mm-hmm. follow me on Twitter because I do stream off my schedule a lot. And you guys want to know when that is, just go follow me on Twitter. And I also do it because I'm at a kind of a small stage and I want to be able to connect with like the first 1,000 people that followed me. So I'm encouraging them to go follow me and then tell me who they are. Like, because usually someone's Twitter handle is not their Twitch handle, to use a trucker term.
Yeah, exactly.
but so I'll say, tweet at me and say, hey, this is Plutonium. And that's a guy that did it last night. So, and then Plutonium deposit. Yeah. And then we can chat back and forth just through direct message. So I can have a direct contact with that person on Twitter and they know that. And that's not something I'm always going to do for people. Like if I grew this, and let's say in 2 years, I'm Summit 1G or whatever, which would be awesome, but not expected. But I wouldn't do that for everyone that wants to follow me on Twitter. So it's a way of incentivizing them to actually go out there and be the first people to do that. Because you've got to find out ways to get that momentum going. If you can build that initial energy, it's going to do nothing but one of two things. It's going to continue to build if you can get it to snowball, or it's going to then die. But you got to find ways to continue to make it grow. And if someone's checking you out on Twitch and they think to look at your Twitter and you only have 13 followers on Twitter, they're not going to be like, oh, why would I want to be number 14? No one cares about this guy. If you can incentivize it, they're going to want to do it.
I've obviously struck a chord with the followers are useless and I shouldn't follow anybody because people are saying, how do you follow them? How do you know when they're live? What happens if they're not on the GSC front page? Okay, so I don't follow here, I don't follow there. I got to follow somewhere.
Well, let me be the first to say this. It would be great if you would all go follow me on Twitch.
I honestly think you guys are reading way too much into what he meant when he was saying that.
So do I.
He was not saying followers don't count. What he's saying is follow count doesn't matter.
Yeah,
follow count does not it's equal not saying, viewer count.
Yeah,
I've seen
follow count is not for the streamer. Follow count is for the viewer to know when someone's live. So by all means, please go ahead and follow a streamer.
Yeah.
Okay. The streamer benefits from viewer count, not from follow count. That's the only thing he was saying.
Right.
Like I've seen a lot.
He just probably worded it wrong.
Probably because that's Kato, but he's still correct. Right.
I word everything wrong.
But you're still right about it. But let me say this. I've seen a lot of partnered streamers who have a little bit more people concurrent in their channel than me. And they're partnered. Right. And I've seen, and K-Dog usually has more than those people in his channel. And he's not partnered. So it's not even who's partnered and who's not. Right. Or how many followers they have and who's not. It's about how many people you have in your channel at any time.
I just had a comment and now I forgot.
It happens, bro. It happens.
Darn it.
It's that rolling rock, bro. That rolling rock.
It's a follower count, follower this, follower that.
Yep. Listen, we got a couple questions
here
from...
It is. No, Sorlak, shut your mouth. Here's what it is. People come into my stream, especially when I do wrestling or I do FIFA, because maybe they think I'm giving away coins, which I guess we're not going to touch that. One thing that really bugs me is someone that I'll see pop up in my chat window, come in the stream, and they follow like this. Boom. Before they even watched it. Before they even saw anything. That to me, that follow meant absolutely nothing. If you sat in my chat for an hour and followed, that means more. If you sat in my chat for a week and followed, that means more. There's a person that sat in my chat for the longest time. Morv knows him. Senecal. That motherfucker never followed.
So he's kind of like you and my channel is what you're saying?
Right. But if he came in right now and he chatted, I would know him. And he'd have... I don't know. Morv says it better than me. I'm not the best talker in the world. But... just because somebody follows you doesn't mean they're going to come back tomorrow.
That's true.
That's what you want. You want to bring the people back every time you stream.
Someone who's interactive in your chat and then follows you is going to come back. Someone who follows you and then just lurks, they might come back. A lot, some people don't like to talk. They just like to watch, and they like to find people they like to watch and just watch them. I have found that if I can get people engaged in song requests or just joking around with me in general, then they're going to come back.
I think
lurkers, 1 in 100 of them will come back maybe. But people that interact, I'd say it's more like 1 in 10 or more frequent than that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I've gotten to the point where everyone does. Everyone has their regulars that come in and out. And I've tried to find ways to kind of welcome them back in a very unique way every time. So, like, I'll have a certain way of saying someone's name. Like, there's a guy whose name is Nick Spaceman. I call him Nick Spachemin just because it's funny to me. Or there's a guy named Mattman who's always in my chat, and I do like the old Batman theme, the Mattman. So I'll do that whenever I see him. Or
Mattman.
Yeah, he was in here earlier. I think he dipped out, but yeah, I try and greet them their specific way every time. That's something that I hope I'm able to do as the channel grows past the point where I can't. Read everything that's in the chat. So that's something I hope I can continue as this grows, as it is continuing to grow.
Yeah. It's just everyone loves to see their follower count go up. Let's not be kidding. Let's not end this topic without it being said. Do I love to see my follower count go up?
Yeah.
But if I scroll down my follower list and we've done that before, I can start naming people that I've seen come back. And his name is on K-Dog's last follow on the stream.
Oh, yeah, Mattman. He's the last follower, yeah. You're welcome. But, yeah, he's
right there, Mattman.
Yeah, he's one of my regulars.
See, right there. For example, I don't even pay attention. Maybe that's me. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe if I paid more attention to my followers, I'd have more. But he's not here. So, you know what I mean? Watch this. This is what I have to say to Mattman. When he shows back up, you'll see his name again. You know what I mean? So he followed. So big deal. Will I ever see Mattman again? I probably won't.
Well, if you do, tell him I said, hey, do me a favor. If you do, do the Batman thing.
Yeah.
Do it.
I can do that. I can't do it tonight. But play with himself. Yes, my hands are in my pants. Who said that?
No. A question from Rec.
Okay, go ahead, Rhett. Go, Sorlak, take over, please.
Now, well, so we had two questions like an hour ago from Lauren. Let me pick one here.
Mrs. Ogrepaw, Mrs. Obi Nation.
Right.
The driving force behind Ogrepaw, twitch.tv/Ogrepaw, OGREPAW.
So she was just commenting about how on your YouTube channel, Todd, you have a lot of channels about, or excuse me, a lot of videos about Destiny. But then you're streaming CSGO, and she wants your opinion if you think that having all those videos, if you pull anyone in from you potentially, they're going to be looking for Destiny, but you'll be playing CSGO. And the question is, do you think that could harm your channel or whatnot?
Affect your influx? No, I don't think it'll harm it at all. If anything, it's still going to help, but I don't think it'll help as much as if I was only playing Destiny. But there just isn't the growth on Destiny. Even with the MLG stuff that's gone on with Call of Duty, Destiny still has less streamers than Call of, or less viewers, I should say. Like right now, it's below Advanced Warfare in the game count.
I got a question.
Because there just isn't the people there watching it. Now, a lot of people like watching my videos because I'm energetic and I have a good time while I'm making them, and I try and make them with my own brand of stupid funny. So if they're coming for that, if they want to see me and how I play video games, they're going to stay and check me out and give me a follow and kind of make that their habit. If they don't, if they're coming for Destiny content, they won't. But either way, they're clicking through, and that's what you want. It's kind of like the reason some people don't like doing giveaways, and I like doing giveaways.
Oh, I got a follow. Go ahead. Sorry, Todd. I apologize.
It's fine. I like doing things like giveaways because I like to incentivize people to come see me. I also like to reward the people that have been there a long time. But if someone just follows for the giveaway, so I like to incentivize those people who are new to the channel and have been with me a long time. And it's all about getting more people to come see my channel. And it's my job then at that point to win those viewers. Like when Ogrepaw raids me, which he's been kind enough to do more than once, many times, try and do things to make those people want to follow me. And a lot of times, I'm playing a game, but I'll try and stay focusing on the game so much and really focus on the chat and focus on connecting with them and using their names, you know, calling people out by names who have taken the time not only to come through to bump up my viewer count, but actually type something like, hashtag Seth Rogen raid or, you know, whatever he's had them type in. I'll, you know, thank them for whatever, you know, you throw Nightbot out of the channel and people just go crazy and you can kind of single them out and kind of call them out and then try and connect with them and generate conversations with them connecting with you. And if someone can connect with you, they're going to want to follow your channel. That's why Sorlak was talking about, even if no one's in there, be talking, because you want to generate that conversation. And you want to start a conversation because that's how you generate those connections, and connections lead to followers and viewers, really. And that's what you want.
If you get raided, you'll get a lot of followers. You don't have to do anything to get that, but you have a short window during which you must convince those that this is a channel they would enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, all those follows, like K-Dog said, there'll be people that won't ever come back again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been raided by quite a few people. Milway's raided me a bunch, and I've been able to convert what I would consider a large portion or a large percentage of those raiders, if you will, because I don't know. I have a lot of energy, and I'm very energetic. And if you can, I feel like people can connect with that very, very quickly and very easily.
I think another thing that helps is that Milway himself is very energetic, and he does a lot of entertainment type as well, so people that enjoy that will enjoy your antics. That's kind of a side topic on, you know, effective people to raid, people you enjoy, you know, and not necessarily that just play the same game, but have the same mentality and so forth.
Oh, I funny that you mentioned that. I haven't gotten, like my first Ogrepaw raid, he was playing, I think, CSGO, and I was playing Destiny. And I still, that day, added about 50 followers during the raid. And because I was able to keep so much more concurrent viewers in my channel, people just kept coming in because they saw my name much higher up on the list of gamers. And they just kept coming in and checking it out. That day, I added 100.
So why not stick to Destiny? Why not stick with that and continue that? Because you got a bunch of followers.
Because Ogre can't raid me every day. And the raiders that come through are not going to be your regulars. Some of them will be regulars. They'll come through and they'll watch you. And they'll want to keep watching and they'll want to come back. Some people will follow you just because they want, you know, Ogrepaw, or they want Milway to feel like their raid was effective. And they won't ever come back and they'll unfollow your channel after a few days. And that's cool. Like, that's fine. I have no problem with that. It's my job while they're there to entertain them so much that they're going to want to come back and check me out. And I don't get me wrong. Like, people who are in Ogrepaw's channel and then come through, and even if I'm able to connect with them and they love my channel, if we're streaming at the same time, who do you think they're going to go to?
Yeah.
They're going to go to Ogrepaw because that's where it started. Well, and he's like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. That's where they're going to go. And dude, I don't blame them at all for that. If I wasn't streaming, I'd be watching Ogrepaw. So yeah,
you don't watch Ogrepaw while you stream?
It's hard for me to watch other people stream while I'm streaming.
Because I do. You don't do that?
I do sometimes, but I throw it in. If you ever see me with my headset off of one ear and I have like earbuds in one ear, I am doing that. Like, wow. No joke. I'm not joking. You guys start, and I my scheduled stream time is an hour into your stream. So when you guys start, I bring up on my iPad GSC Late Night and listen while I'm streaming.
On the iPad. Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And then
thank
when
you,
I'm done.
Land jockey.
Yeah, and then when I'm done, I have people go, like, follow me over here.
See, yeah, I don't watch gameplay either, Lauren. I don't, Lauren, I hardly watch any streamers. Physically, I'm not saying, like, I don't watch their gameplay stream, their stream. It's on audio only. Like, I don't literally visually see anybody. And I listen to everything. And I do that so often that I have to now say that first when I enter streams. I'm audio only. Oh, I have video. What was I going to say? I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Don't put yourself down, Todd. Don't put yourself down. You're streaming at the same time as Ogrepaw. You're both streaming the same game. You're both grinding for the same thing. Your mindset is, how are you going to get those Ogre fans? That should be your mindset.
I don't want to steal those Ogre fans.
No. That's where you're wrong. That's where you. This is nothing against Ogre. This is nothing against Ogre. It's nothing against anyone. You can't preach switching over to CS:GO because that's where the viewers are, and then say you don't want to steal someone else's CS:GO viewers. That's hypocritical.
I don't think it is. Check it out. All right, K-Dog, let me explain myself real quick. There are a bunch of streamers who are big because they started doing it first and they're good at the game. I don't feel like Ogrepaw will be mad at me to say that he's not one of those people. He didn't get there first. He's not awesome at the game. I'm not one of those people. I didn't get here first. I'm not the best at the game. There are people who have a bunch of viewers that are not entertaining to watch. And I feel like the viewers that Ogrepaw and I are – what was that?
So I agree with that.
Yeah, the viewers that I'm going after and that Ogrepaw's going after are the people who want to be entertained more than they're impressed with the gameplay. And that's, I think, why I'm growing as fast as I am, and that's why Ogrepaw's growing as fast as he is, because Ogrepaw's a solid streamer. He's fun to watch. He's gotten a lot. He's honestly pretty good at the game at this point. But, like, even when he wasn't great at the game, he's still growing viewers and growing viewers very fast because he does giveaways. And when the people are in his channel just for the giveaway, he's winning them over. Right. And that's the game plan. That's what anyone should want to do. The viewers I want are the people who rode the I got here first train and suck at this, because I got here second and I'm so much fucking better than they are. So you would rather watch me than lazy streamers who got there first. I'm kind of pissed right now. I'm sorry. But I think that's why Ogrepaw's blowing up right now. He's got, last time I checked, he had just over 14,000 followers, and it's probably quite a bit more now. Started watching him back in like November, before I really even started doing Twitch as like a real thing. He had 700. So in, 6 months, he's like blown up. And there's no reason why someone, and this is going to sound super egotistical, and I'm sorry, but I feel like, and I've been told that I'm entertaining to watch because I'm energetic and I'm silly and I'm fun and I don't take myself seriously. And if I can cultivate that and kind of continue that and make people realize that Ogrepaw, people like me, are more fun to watch, and we put on a TV show, we put on that show, they're going to want to watch us.
All right.
And that's why I don't want his viewers. I want his raids. Because we're similar, but I don't want his viewers. And that's why I don't stream when he streams.
All right, time out. Hold on. You just said in a phenomenal, and I agree with all of it, soliloquy, that
I'm no Shakespeare.
Stream at
the same Kiddo, you can't even spell motherfucking soliloquy.
I don't need to spell it, Morph. As long as I can say it.
Morph, always the voice of reason. You just
said, and I quote, you stream at the same time as Ogre.
We don't stream at the same time, no.
Okay. Right.
Did it all just fall apart there, K-Dog?
It did. So you guys don't stream at the same time?
No.
Ever.
I wouldn't want to, really. Like, there'll be times where he streams for like an hour or an hour and a half and we're streaming at the same time. But I try and plan it out so the people that I know might raid me, or and then the people who I know we share a viewer count with, that I'm not streaming at the same time.
Well, then how did we even get on the topic of taking Ogre's viewers?
You brought that up. I was correcting you.
Okay. Because if you're streaming at the same time as someone else, I don't care if they're your best fucking friend.
Sure.
And you're trying to grow, and you have that much confidence in yourself, which I believe you have.
Oh, I have too much confidence.
Which Ogre has as well. And it's the same – it's the same thing. Look, and Ogre's not here right now. He can't speak for himself. He's in chat. He can comment on it. Ogre and Tim stream at the same time. Has Tim raided Ogre a ton of times? He sure has. Is Ogre hoping he can take those viewers from Tim? You bet your damn ass he is.
That's why.
If he doesn't say it, I don't give a shit. I'll say it for him. He hopes he can.
But let me say this. Above Tim in the viewer count every day in CSGO are two or three people who were not nearly as good as Ogrepaw or as Tim or as I am.
Well, I agree.
They're there because they got there first. So all that needs to happen is for people to trickle down to Tim, and then Tim to trickle those people down to Ogrepaw. And then that's just the culture and the community that we have is one of kind of helping out those that are smaller than us. And that's why I love GSC, and I love that kind of community that we have around ourselves, because that's how things grow. I mean, in anything, like if you're looking at, like I grew up in music, so I'm always looking at that. Like think about Seattle in 91. Like the reason those bands blew up is because they knew they should work together. And when they worked together, they developed a huge community around them in Seattle that literally the entire nation could not ignore. That never happens in cities. In Nashville, all the bands here are fighting against each other, and no one goes to see shows because of it. Because no one wants to help anyone else. It just kills communities. So I don't feel like we shouldn't be scheduling our times and being respectful of those.
I know.
I'm just saying that I think that we need to continue to do what Tim has done and what Ogrepaw has continued to do and what I'm looking forward to do as I grow up. And I know Milway's talked about doing it as he grows his channel as well.
I agree. Raiding people is fun, and we've discussed this 1,000 times on raiding, and I'm very passionate about it. And I'm gonna throw a question out to Todd Awesome. Todd Awesome, what I want you to do first is either exit out your chat so you can't see anything, or just look away. And you can lie because I can't really see what you're doing. But okay, let's say you have 200 viewers in your stream. Okay.
Yeah.
Getting off stream, you have Ogrepaw who's live, and you have me who's live. Who do you raid?
Are you my only two options? I would probably try to go to someone who's smaller than you two.
And why? It's smaller than us two.
Well, I don't know. It depends. So it depends on what's going on at that time. So, like, here's what I would do.
Explain yourself.
So what I like to do is,
We'll get back to you, Ogre.
Yeah, well, I still do this every day when I'm, because I spend probably about an hour a day just watching Twitch streams. Like I'll go watch Ogrepaw while I have a break or I'm on lunch at work. And then when I get off work before I start streaming and I'm at home kind of setting up for my stream, I'm watching other streamers because, well, for two reasons. I want to meet new streamers and I want to kind of steal things that I think they're doing better than me that I could do better in my own channel. So I'm trying to check out people who are around my level and are smaller than me as well, in case I need to do a, at this point I call them mini raids, because when I raid somebody, they're like at most 10 to 12 people. Right. And like a lot of times I'll do hashtag mini raid as my like thing that I have them type in the channel. But I probably wouldn't. Okay. So to answer your question was if I had 200 people who wanted to go raid, I'd probably go to you. Ogrepaw's partnered and doesn't need concurrent viewers to get there. And I know that you're not necessarily looking to do that, but that would help you do that if you were so trying to do that. I really would enjoy the helping someone aspect of it. At this point, when I raid somebody, like the last raid I did was on Shakabra. And he was sitting there with one viewer in his channel. And we went in there and brought six people there. Is that a huge raid? Lord, no. Not at all. Like I didn't change his life with that raid like Ogrepaw did with me on his first raid, but I made his day because I added, you know, five people to his channel or six people to his channel that day, and we got to hang out and talk with Shock. That's how I would like to continue using it. I don't think I want to raid. Like, if I could get enough people that, let's say, Tim the Tatman would notice that I raided him, which would take a large number of people, I still wouldn't do that. He's got enough people. And the people who know me, I'm sure know about Tim the Tatman. I wouldn't be paying it forward at all by raiding Tim the Tatman.
I raided him on the 24-hour stream. It was hilarious.
Did you?
Yeah. But, I mean, I sent, like, I don't know, 30, 40 people there. And they did their thing, Morphcore raid. It was fucking hilarious. And he sang happy birthday to me because of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I know that it makes no fucking sense for me to raid Tim the Tatman. It just makes no sense.
Well,
but
it's good for you.
It was just a funny thing that I always wanted to do if I was ever in that position. I wouldn't obviously never do that again. It was just a funny thing that I wanted to do that one time. You know?
Well, and I'm assuming that he's raided you before.
Probably 20, 30 times.
Okay, he's only raided me once, and it was awesome. It was one of those things. But, like, so you wanted to pay him back for all the times he's done it to you? That's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's not even that I wanted to pay him back.
Don't give me that horse shit. Pay him back.
No, it's not a matter of paying Tim back. It has nothing to do with paying Tim back. I just thought it would be funny.
Right.
Okay.
There's nothing I bring to the table that's going to help him.
That was kind of my point. If I'm earning someone smaller than me, I'm helping them out. I'm doing what I can do to help people notice their stream. Like Tim did with me when he raided me, or like Ogrepaw does, or like Milway does when they raid me.
Here's the bottom line of raids. Raids are self-promotion. The person below you is not going to give a shit because they're like, wow, cool. That person above me just raided me. I ain't going to do anything. They just self-promoted their stream. If you raid above you, you hope that person is going to be like, cool. And I know Ogre goes through this all the time. There's times that Ogre ends his stream when he has 200 people. There's times when Ogre ends his stream at 50 people. And Ogre thinks in his mind, and tell me if I'm wrong, Ogre, you think in your mind, you had this dilemma, do I go below me or do I go above? How is it going to benefit me? And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Now, to comment on Lauren's comment when she said, do I bring my friends down to bring myself up? If you are in this game, if you're in the Twitch game to grow and to get a partnership and to be a phenomenon or whatever you want to call it, if there's somebody streaming at this, if there's some to be awesome, well played.
Thank you.
There's somebody streaming at the same time as you, and they're streaming the same game as you, you're stupid if you don't want to take their viewers. You're just not doing yourself justice.
Well, it's not. If you're looking at it like a business, it is stupid not to try and do
that. Twitch is a business.
I agree completely.
Twitch is a business, right? Now let's look at this at another way. Me and Tronic 20 TV, when Tronic 20 did stream, we streamed at the same time. We went live at the same time. We played the exact same games. Did I try to steal his viewers? No, I didn't. If he was live now, I still wouldn't. I tried to share viewers and tried to help him as much as I could. It's just my mindset. I could give a shit. I don't care really who I get and what I get. I got to get to Ogre. Anyways, and I got to get Lauren. The wrong is the dilemma is who to raid and not to raid. Now will benefit him. Well, for instance, today I wanted to raid Duff. He had 50 viewers, but decided to go with Dreads because he had 10 and isn't partnered and is so nice to be in all of them. Don't raid people. Think how it's going to benefit you.
Yeah, you don't. And you can tell Ogrepaw doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like Ogrepaw raids people and like it's contrived and he's thinking, well, how if I raid this person, how does it benefit me? I don't think, and I watch a lot and I participate in a lot of Ogrepaw raids. I don't feel like I've ever felt that way. And I was going to say this about Ogrepaw. I think that, and I don't think it's an act, but he would have to be a fucking Tom Selleck size actor to be able to pull it off to make him seem so.
So yeah, dude. That's the actor you're going to use, Tom.
Yeah,
Selleck.
Hey, how can you not love Matt that Damon. Stash, bro?
How do you not use Seth Rogen as the actor?
Oh, Morph coming in for the win. So, yeah, he had to know. And honestly, he's not a good actor.
Yeah, but exactly.
Ogerpaw is just so effing genuine in everything that he does. It would be hard for me to ever believe that he's consciously thinking about how anything's going to benefit him. Like, I've seen him do things with donations that it would be hard for me to consider doing. He's just such a... Yeah, I don't think that I could see him as anything other than genuine. Let's say this and be done with it. Let's say this and move on. I do think some people raid for the benefit of themselves, and I think some people raid for the benefit of others. And I don't want to be the former. I want to raid for the benefit of others.
We're going to play a little game called Rapid Fire Questions.
Let's do it.
We got 2 minutes for each question.
I feel like I'm at a presidential debate. Let's do it.
Todd Awesome, if you're having a bet, if you're having an off day, how do you maintain your positivity and energy to entertain your?
Everyone has bad days. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen probably about 35% of the time. I have the benefit of working in a job where I kind of have to act every day that I'm someone different than what I am a lot. So I can turn it on. I can turn that switch on, and I can just be the person that and I'm pretty good at that. I actually like, I'm not like the happy person that everyone kind of sees me as or thinks I am. Like the people who are close to me in my life know this about me, but when I'm on stream, when I'm not on stream, if I'm around my closest friends and I'm just me, I'm just Todd Schlosser, this guy who, you know, likes to have fun with his friends, but I'm kind of a quiet person when I'm not performing. It's not really, I don't know. That's not really a thing so much.
Next question is from Woomp. And he says, you know, you play Destiny and CSGO. Is there anything else you plan on playing in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of people who know me in my personal life know that I am terrified of scary things. And they're trying to get me to play like really scary games because I'll probably shit myself.
Jump scares.
Yeah, like jump scare games especially. So I believe they may have talked me into doing a second stream on Sunday nights where we do like Five Nights at Freddy's or something. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
But it's like a super scary game. And honestly, I've been putting this off for like a month because I do not want to do this. It would be
until Mrs. Awesome is there.
Yeah. Until someone's there to hold me as I shake and cry myself to sleep every night, I don't want to do this. So that's something that I'll probably end up doing as well. I got H1Z1 for that purpose, and I thought it would be scary, but it's not scary at all. It's more just the Battle Royale. But I think I'll probably end up doing that once a week. Maybe not even once every week, maybe once every other week. Because I can't do it. Maybe like when I hit like 1,000 followers or like 10,000 followers, I'll do it for like those big things. But you don't want, I don't want people to want to see me do that. But like Malignant is one of the people who's been trying to get me to do that because he thinks it would be hilarious.
Next question is, well, I'll save that one for the last question. But the next one is from Rec. And he says his followers want to join his gameplay, but he likes just playing solo. And he wants to know, how do you tell a gamer that you just want to play the solo game? I don't know if that applies necessarily to Ty. That could be for anyone, I think.
Yeah, so I had to deal with it a lot when I played Destiny. Because there are a lot of things in Destiny that you can't really do with big teams, you know, and most it's three sometimes. And I might be playing with my clan. We'll have like clan nights where it's just the Dirty Old Bastards playing and I can't play with any followers. So you really just have to be upfront with them about that. And in your stream title, if your stream title says anything about playing with followers, which I play with followers a lot, so sometimes my stream title will say that. But sometimes I'll change my title to, you know, Clan Night or, you know, Crucible with the Dirty Old Bastards or something like that. So they know that that I'm not. And do they still ask? Hell yeah, they still ask, because everyone wants to see themselves on stream, but they don't want to start their own Twitch account.
Right.
But you can at that point just say, hey, tonight I can't, I'm playing with my friends, or I'm playing with this, or I've really got to do this part of this thing solo. Whatever game you're playing, obviously it might change a little bit, but just be upfront with them and honest with them about it. But that's fine. It's just, if you don't want to play with followers, don't play with followers. Don't make that your thing. I play with followers a lot, and I honestly enjoy it, because I like to actually meet people and talk to people from Denmark, or, you know, from Seattle, or wherever they're from. I think that's one of my favorite parts about Twitch.
Oh, Denmark,
but if that's not you, then don't do it. That was probably more than 2 minutes.
It was not.
I have an actual problem playing with other people. Like, I hate Omar. I hate playing with Kriners. Whoop, I'm getting better with. I'm a hard person to play
They're
with.
Trolls.
I play with trolls too. Like, yeah, I've been playing with, when I was playing Destiny, I was playing with people who probably the oldest person was 13.
Yeah.
But I was playing with followers. And it's hard for someone in their 30s to play with 13-year-olds and not want to stab themselves in the eye with a pencil because they'd rather wonder what they're going to look like with a jaunty eye patch.
Who was that other person that was making Tronic so angry? Who was that person?
Kriner.
Oh, Shox.
Oh, Shox. Son of a bitch.
Shox official. Son, I cannot play with him. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Anyway. Hey, listen, we got one last question, and I'll turn everyone loose to run havoc in the after show. And it's not a question.
That should go over well.
We need a song from Todd Awesome.
Oh, God, no. I saw this question come up, and I was hoping you missed it. Her question was, how have we been doing this interview for an hour, and I haven't sung anything yet? Because I sing all the time in my chat. But it's because there are songs, and I like listening to the songs, and if you throw a song in that I know, I'm probably going to sing along. Like, I've threatened doing a karaoke night in my channel.
What about The Power of Love?
You threatened it?
The Power of Love?
From the Back to the Future soundtrack.
Oh, no, you mean from Huey Lewis in the News, my friend.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well played. Well done.
I can only really sing along if, like, I have the music, obviously. Just play the Darkness song, Don.
So, okay. Did you forget how to go on YouTube.com?
Yeah, we're waiting.
There's a song that is kind of special to me and my girlfriend that I sing a lot on my channel.
Oh my god. Hold on. Let me get the prices right.
And it's Darkness's I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
Yes, because it's a great, great song. So I sing that song a lot. But I'll sing whatever they want, really, or whatever I know. And if they request it, I'll sing along. But I sing Uptown Funk a lot. A lot of people like when I do Uptown Funk, and I take Uptown Funk breaks where, like, I'll put it on my face cam and I'll just dance and sing along to the song. And I'll spin my sticks because I have drumsticks next to me pretty much all times in life.
Yeah, I see that.
And I spin my sticks a lot, even while I'm just commentating, because it's something different for people to see. And they're going to be like, why the hell is that guy spinning a stick? I want to go check that out. So I do things that I try and, you know, I try and make myself somewhat unique. But yeah, I did. Yeah. So she just put in the chat that he sang that to me at karaoke on our first date, which is totally. And let's be honest, Ginger, it worked. It worked. Our first date was a success.
She's 1,700 miles away. Worked really good.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't wait to get away from me. Dude, someone just linked this in the chat. Someone just linked Power of Love karaoke.
Let's fire it up. Don't worry, I got you covered.
Give me a second. I won her over at karaoke in college, she says. Dude, I've been talking for 2 hours. You guys are the worst. But yeah, so.
Boom, boom, boom. If this doesn't want to make you go watch Back to the Future, there's something wrong with you.
Dude, if it's general impossible. Life doesn't make you want to go watch Back to the Future, there's something wrong with you. I sang to my fiance on our first date. You sang a duet to your fiance? What girl, Rick, did you sing it with? Did you sing it with your fiance on your first date? Because that would be weird.
He sang the crow part.
Oh, did he? Well, there you go, Rick. You've had an interesting day.
Huh? Yeah. Got anything else?
Way to go, K-Dog.
Yeah, so were there any more questions that you guys had?
No more questions.
Nice.
I think that we'll wrap it up here, but you know, if people are in the chat hangout, if you guys want to hang out, if Morph wants to go off on a huge rant right after the recording ends here, you know, feel free. We'll close it up. The big announcements this evening were, of course, we're welcoming Sorner to staff. Sorner isn't here anymore. It's 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, something over there.
Well, you know what? If we keep staying on, he might come on. He might pop back up with some coffee and eggs.
So that was the main big announcement. Todd Awesome, of course, thank you for being our guest. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely, I loved it.
Because you were, you know, I was saying if he isn't awesome on the show, then we're going to cancel the featured streamer thing. But since you continue to be awesome on the show, we'll keep you on there for another week minimum.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
Thanks,
that
Morph,
a lot.
For hanging out. K-Dog for doing the awesome interviews as usual. Wasn't quite the same without Tronic, but, you know, what
it's
can you do?
Ironic. It's really ironic that it wasn't quite the same without Tronic, and he never says anything.
That was an unfortunate rhyme,
it's just
but it still holds true.
It's a press that he has.
Just not the same.